This is Doing Daily. I'm your host, Jonathan Stark, and today I am joined by daily emailer Tone Doba. Check it out. Tone, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's a pleasure.
So for folks who are just hearing your name for the first time, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Of course. Tone Doba, Dutchman living in Spain, and I'm running a consultancy whereby I focus on helping B2B SaaS founders. So what I saw when I started my business 5 years ago is that most SaaS companies really struggle to stand out. So what I decided to do is to help them crystallize what makes them remarkable, then realize with them and identify who's prepared to pay premium for what they offer and why, and then help them on their way to create predictable traction. That's in a nutshell who I am.
And you run a daily list, correct?
Exactly.
Who's the intended audience for your daily list?
It's B2B SaaS CEOs, so founders and owners of software companies.
And what's your promise to that reader, either implicitly or explicitly, when they join your list?
Yeah, on my subscribe page, it says a 2-minute daily reflection on shaping the B2B SaaS business that no one can ignore.
All right, great. So let's jump back to the beginning. When did you start doing daily email?
I think the 16th of May, 2022.
And why did you start a daily list? It's such a crazy thing to do.
I've heard a couple of people talking about it. I've subscribed to a couple of people that I became fan of, including you. I've been writing a lot before that, but then I realized I saw an announcement on LinkedIn from a guy called Andrew Mewborn, who's running a company called Brand30.io. I decided to sign up for that. The promise was post 30 days on LinkedIn in a straight line. Mm-hmm. And that got me going, and then I never stopped.
Ah, perfect. So how many days a week do you send messages?
7 days a week.
And were you nervous about starting a daily list, or was that experience enough to just pull you straight in?
That experience I wasn't, also for Brand 30, I wasn't nervous of not being able to do it. I just wanted to get into the habit more.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Do you think you'd ever stop doing a daily list?
No, never. I mean, I've heard you said so many times that is the best thing that you've done for your business. And I already see that same effect. I'm about half a year in now.
Great. Well, let's get tactical and talk about the mechanics of how you actually produce the messages. So the first question is, do you write every day or in batches, like one message every day or...
I mean, I do every day. I listen to you. I think it's about the habit and about the rhythm. Mm-hmm. So I do it every morning. I first work a little bit on my book, and then I have a cup of coffee, and then I do it.
How long does it take you to write one email on average?
I hear a lot of you say it's about 25 minutes. I do it. For me, it takes still a little bit longer. Maybe it's the perfectionist in me. 45 minutes to an hour. That's what I typically end up spending the writing part on.
Got it. And you write in the morning, you said?
Yeah, I write in the morning. It's like from 8:30 to 9:30 or something like that.
Is there a particular place where you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I always go into my office downstairs in my house, and that's where I have the rest to just go full in, headset on, music on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So speaking of music, what software/device combination do you use to write the email?
I write them, and I've listened to a number of your sessions, and people use different tools. I use Grammarly.
You write it directly in Grammarly?
Directly in Grammarly, yeah. I mean, I am not a native American or native English. I'm Dutch, and it's my lifesaver.
That makes sense. And what platform do you use to send out your messages, like ConvertKit or Drip or MailChimp or something like that?
I still use ActiveCampaign. I'm going to move to another platform that's from one of my customers. But that's what I've been using so far.
Okay. Is there something you like or don't like about ActiveCampaign?
Not really. I'm hitting the next band. And since I got my customer, that's got a platform for that. It's a platform from Poland, by the way, SalesManago. I reached out to them and said, okay, I know it's one of your competitors in a limited way. And of course, it would be stupid that I keep working on that platform, but I got you as a customer. So that's where we made the deal.
There you go.
Exactly.
Do you send your messages out at the same time every day or just when you're done?
It's typically when I'm done. And that is normally around the same time. Although, and then you see that in the during the week, it's typically around 9:30. In the weekend, it's more 5 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how much automation or any outsourcing do you use to publish your daily list?
That's an interesting question because I've recently been, I've really been focusing on totally automating it. And I got some extreme help from people on the Slack. Mm-hmm. On the platform, the Digiville platform, didn't really find all the answers, so I decided to pull in myself, and I got some help from my son. So what I do right now is I publish my daily email on WordPress, my website, and then it is taken through Zapier and being posted as a personal post on LinkedIn, as a post on my company page on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and on my community platform, Mighty Networks, and all in different formats and with different call to actions, tags, and formatting.
Excellent. Have you ever missed a day?
Yes, but that was deliberate because I decided during my holiday, 2-week holiday, to not write. And I think I'm going to do it different next time.
Oh, really? What? Like, tell us more.
Well, I mean, again, I think I heard a couple of people in the other interviews also say that this is hard to get started again. It also sort of feels like, you know, we have to keep things going. And maybe there's some like interesting holiday reflections that are coming out. And you always have some time. But maybe I'll batch it next time and just make sure that the things keep going out to keep the rhythm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So let's pivot into some questions about the content itself. How do you come up with enough stuff to write about every day?
Well, when I started my business in September 17, the thing that I started doing was at least one blog per week, and they were sometimes long and sometimes short. So I already had a rhythm of writing, and there was also every day of the week, every week there was a podcast, so there's already two elements there. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear something, I put it into Asana as a line and then I forget about it. So my library of topics, I think, is good for the next 5.5 years now. Yeah. So it's amazing. It's yesterday I had a CEO mastermind with CEOs from around the world. And I mean, I made notes. There's at least 15 topics.
Just from one meeting?
Just from one meeting.
Right.
This morning I wrote about it. And there's another one lined up for Sunday. And yeah, it's endless.
Well, my next question was, what do you do about writer's block? But it doesn't sound like that ever happens.
Nothing. Right. No, but yes, sometimes, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to write about that particular day. I mean, I have, there's 2 days where I know what I'm going to write about because it's Wednesday, my podcast, and it's Saturday. That's another I spin on the podcast, like an interesting quote is coming out. So that's where I really know it. The other days, it's just, I don't know in the beginning. And I pick a topic and I just start riffing on it.
Got it. How long are your messages on average? Like if you know how many words they are, how long they take to read?
Yeah, I've prepared for that. I just picked the one that from this morning. It was, I think, 299 words. And I think that is around the average.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is a sort of question about selling other people's things. Do you ever use affiliate links or paid placement or sponsorships or anything in your messages?
No. I don't feel that. It doesn't feel right. I mean, my messages are about value, and I try to deliberately stay away from selling in my email. Mm-hmm. I have a section after I close whereby I say, okay, you know, if this is of interest and you know someone that is struggling with, for example, this problem, you know, send him the or her the email. And if the time is right, here's three ways I can help. I learned that from someone else. And I like that approach. It's like, keep it open, no fuss, mm-hmm. no hard sell. So to have affiliates in there and start promoting things for other people, no.
Right. And so can you say a little bit more about how you selling isn't even the right word, but how you increase awareness of the three things that ways that you could help people? Are there links, or is it really just like forward this message and they can reply to me and you start a conversation that way?
That's always a question that I leave at the end. You know, if there's any questions, just hit reply and yeah, here I am. Mm-hmm. The three bullets that I always have at the very end are links to my website. That can either be a free call. It can either be another one is around my mastermind, and another one is around my core service, the Value Foundation.
Great. All right, let's talk about engagement for a second. How often do you look at your open rates or other analytics?
Yeah, the funny thing is in Active Campaign, it's always in your face. Mm-hmm. So I still post manually on Active Campaign because I'm moving platforms. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to do the automation there yet. So you always see it. The engagement is something that I maybe look at once a week, once every 2 weeks. But the number of subscribers is something that's really in your face, even the unsubscribes, if they are there. Mm-hmm. I don't really bother about it. I'm more of, okay, it needs to keep growing, and that's what it does, and that keeps me happy.
Right. How many replies do you get in a week on average?
Not that many. I think about 4 or 5 a month.
Okay. And what percentage of those do you respond to?
All of them. I mean, people take the time to say something about it. It starts a conversation. It's fantastic. And maybe it is my audience. I mean, it's all B2B software CEOs. At some point, I was one of the people that is in my mastermind said, okay, you know, on Thursday, we have the mastermind. I'm undoing the armor and we have the conversations. And on Friday, I get your email. Because then I was doing Friday. I mean, from 2018 until May this year, I've done the Value Inspiration on Friday email. Mm-hmm. And he said, and I'm always looking forward to that email. And I was like, really? And it said to me that a lot of people see it and a lot of people value it, but they never say it. Mm-hmm. So what I did then, I just spent like a 2 or 3 liner on the Saturday morning, sending it to my whole list. Like, I'm updating my website. I'm working on my page for my daily email. I would value if you have something to say about it, if you like it, send me a one liner back and I can use it on that page. And one after the other started popping in. Because, you know, when you ask, and I was like, really, you know, super, super helpful quotes.
That's a great idea. Do you ever get replies that are either disagreeable or negative in some way?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right, good.
Not that controversial.
Cool. Well, I know a lot of people listening are probably wondering about how they'll get subscribers, their first subscribers, and then once they have some subscribers, how they grow their list. So let's go there next. How long did it take for you to feel like you had a good chunk of subscribers, like you weren't just writing to no one or just your family or something?
And when I started, I think in 2017, it was, yeah, of course, I started with zero, but very quickly, because of my network, I had about 250. And it started to grow with the Friday email. It started to grow, you know, bit by bit. One thing that has really helped is my podcast, because, you know, I've in the meantime done 250 podcast interviews with CEOs. The majority of them subscribe. That's a good one. I typically use LinkedIn, and I make a habit these days to put a link in the first comment about, you know, if you value this, subscribe, and here's the promise for the email. I do it through lead magnets. I wrote my book, The Remarkable Effect. That is, I mean, the moment people download that book, and I made it available for free for about 1.5 years ago or so. That has really helped with boosting the list. I've recently done some speaking. There was a large scale-up event that added approximately 50 or 60 or so in 1 or 2 days.
Nice.
So all of these things at the end matter. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is also, like, when I started with the daily, and I haven't talked about like unsubscribes, or is it maybe a question you're going to ask next? But
yeah.
I was worried in the beginning that if I shift from weekly to daily, then I'm going to lose people. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I did was to do a test and say, okay, I'm going to go to Daily. If you want to go, come with me, you want to receive it, here's the link, click on it, I'll add a tag, and from now on, you'll receive Daily. About 50 people or so did that, stayed steady for 5, 6, 7 weeks, and then we have the conversation on the Slack channel, and I asked, okay, so what would you do? And everybody was saying, move them, all of them. And so I did, and I was almost hiding behind my desk. Yeah. of everything that would come back. And the funny thing that happened is two things. I had an average open rate of my weekly email of approximately 18-19%. Mm-hmm. The moment I switched to Daily, it switched to 28-29, sometimes 30% open rate.
Interesting.
The same number, same people, and the same guy sending the emails. Mm-hmm. I just sent more.
Right.
And you would expect exactly the opposite.
Right.
Then there's people that unsubscribe. I look at them and say, I mean, I think 99% of the people that have unsubscribed would never become a company, a customer, mm-hmm. are not my target group. So the list is sort of pruning. What is it?
Pruning.
Pruning itself, right. Cleaning up itself.
Right. Amazing. And,
yeah. Exactly.
Well, yes, and you did guess my next question, which was, how does it make you feel when people unsubscribe?
Yeah, I mean, happy. I mean, if it's of no value, then there's no meaning for me to kind of to fill your inbox. You know, mm-hmm. if it's too much, there's from all the people that have subscribed, and I mean, you know that my target is B2B SaaS CEOs. There's been 3 right now that have unsubscribed and then send me a message, sorry, I unsubscribed for this and this reason. Yeah. If you ever go and do a weekly again, put me on that list.
Interesting. Well, okay, so as we wrap up here, what sort of businesses do you think would benefit from doing a daily list?
I mean, solo entrepreneurs like you and me, mm-hmm. 100%. But I even think that like the audience that I got, you know, entrepreneurs in the software space, I think it's really, really good to build a personal profile as a CEO and do it in that way. Personal brand building and being the spokesperson and share your stories with the market. I mean, mm-hmm. I've followed CEOs for a long time now on LinkedIn, and it's really, really dull how things are going. And it's always about, we're so proud of this, yeah. and we are honored to that, and award one here. No, you know, you start a business, you're on a mission. That's an ideal way to get the word out every single day.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's for solo entrepreneurs and for businesses that have far more than one person. Mm-hmm. Do it.
All right, so let's say you convince the listener to do it. What advice would you give that person? They're seriously considering starting it. They've got probably maybe fears or that sort of thing. What advice would you give them?
Just start. I mean, I signed up for this Brand 30 initiative. There may be more initiatives like that, which is good because it's you're writing cohort, you got accountability partners there, but it's not that hard. And it's just getting into the rhythm.
Yeah, I agree. It's about the habit.
Yeah. And if you really understand your market, ideas will just keep popping up. I could write 5 emails a day, 7 days a week, and my list would still keep growing.
That's great. Awesome. Well, where can people go to find out more about you and maybe even sign up for your list?
Yeah, my website is valueinspiration.com. And if you then do /daily, then it's all happening.
Perfect. Thanks again for joining me.
It was a pleasure, Jonathan.